Welcome to Radio Gallery, a show about ideas, people, and artists in Minnesota, with support from the Red Mug Coffee House and Gallery in Superior and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. I'm your host, Maya Jensen. Duluth has been blessed with a full-fledged five-day indie film festival, now in its fifth year, happening June 3rd through the 7th, and this year including Points North on the Iron Range. The Duluth Film Festival all kicks off Wednesday night, June 3rd, with the opening film and celebration at Clyde Ironworks with the vampire comedy What We Do in the Shadows. Many of the week's films show at Cinema 2 on Superior Street, but Thursday night adds Red Star as a venue with a special lineup presented by Ellipsis. You may know Duluth musician Mark Gartman from Too Many Banjos or Fever Dream, but also in his artistic wheelhouse is film. Back in the day, Gartman made a film about the Duluth band Low, called Closer Than That, which will be resurrected for the film festival, showing at 8 p.m. on Thursday.
My name is Mark Gartman, and for the most part, my medium is music, though I originally started in film.
Including a documentary about music.
Sure. That's part of my history. I went to college in Boston. They had a film program there, so I studied film for a few years, and I had an opportunity to use a bunch of their equipment. And at the time, I was completely obsessed with Low, and I reached out to them. This was in probably 1998, and I remember literally getting an email from Al on Halloween saying that he was potentially interested and maybe working on a documentary. And it was a total rock. It was a stranger. It was a rock star. I was just a fanboy, just a freaky fanboy, you know, that just loved what they were doing. I couldn't believe that there were just normal people behind it. I didn't understand that.
Talk about the making of the film.
So when he reached out to me, what he said was that Mim said no, Zach said no, but Al said maybe. Why don't you come and meet us in Philadelphia? And they had some shows there, and I was so excited and nervous, and they were nervous too. So there was very little communication. So I was like, I don't know how this is going to go. So at the time, I thought what I should do is just give them a camera and say, okay, when you're comfortable, when you're ready, you film some stuff of what it's like, which was a decent way of starting, but none of that stuff ended up being used. So it was just a slow getting used to having me in their life, and they mostly Al was the one that was supportive of it. So he said, "Come along with us. Do you want to come to Europe? We're going to go to Europe," and I said, "Sure." So I came to Europe with them and shot a tour, and they made an album in a barn in Amsterdam with this band called Dirty Three, which later they put out. And then I was there when they made the record Trust. And so I was just sort of along for the ride for a couple years or something like that. And then I ended up editing it here in Duluth. And so I just started getting more and more associated with Duluth, just having more and more experiences in Duluth.
The film that is showing in the Duluth Film Festival, has it been changed in the last 15 years?
This is the product I made to begin with, and I don't think a lot of people have seen it. I don't think a lot of people are aware of it. It's sort of a hidden archive of the past. And what I think is interesting, besides it just being like this fanboy documentary, is that it's an interesting point in their career because they were, I don't know how much you know about Low and the records and stuff like that, but they were touring off a secret name at the time. So this is a long time ago.
Do you have, if you were to sum up how you feel about showing at the Duluth Film Festival?
It is an interesting window into the past for sure. And I'm really excited and I'm honored. It's part of the past. It's cool. Like, I'm happy to be involved and I'm happy to have been asked. But I guess I have my own hesitations about nostalgia and the past and stuff like that. Obviously, it's real. These things existed. I have my relationship to them. These are integral moments of my life that led to everything else. So, but I'm not much of a past guy. I'm more of sort of like a next, what's next, what's next.
Again, Gartman's film Closer Than That is showing in the Fitkers Complex at Red Star on Thursday at 8 p.m. as part of the Duluth Superior Film Festival, happening through Sunday. Radio Gallery is produced at KUMD by Molly Strife, Mariah Schumacher, and Maya Jensen. Music by Willie Murphy. Find Radio Gallery at KUMD.org, on our homepage, or under Programs, and listen to this episode again. For Radio Gallery, I'm Maya Jensen. Thanks for listening.